Welcome to the Short Commute Podcast. Pastor Zach, Pastor Drew, my office. Another position statement. We'll get right to it. Gambling.
Sounds fun.
It's the first fun one in a while, I think.
Well, we'll see if it's fun.
Yeah. It says, pastors and church councils are urged to expose all destructive influences on people's lives that seek to trivialize or render irrelevant the providence of God. They must also caution against the impact of materialism, take decisive action to combat the evil of gambling, and minister compassionately to persons addicted to or victimized by lotteries. Harsher than I anticipated.
Yeah, it is pretty harsh.
I mean, this is a condemnation of gambling.
Yeah. How do you feel about gambling?
I maybe wouldn't be this harsh. I don't think gambling's this wonderful thing. I liken it to entertainment. So I really like the Bucks.
Yeah.
If I spend too much time watching the Bucks, reading about the Bucks, that it takes first place in my life, that's a bad thing.
Right.
If I attend a couple of Bucks games a year, my family's income can sustain that and without hindering our ability to raise our children, to give to the church, to give to charities, to be stewardly with our resources. If I would buy season tickets, courtside seats, that would probably mean that I couldn't feed my kids.
Sure.
And now that's really not a healthy form of entertainment. So I liken it to that. So if you do it because it's sort of a fun game, you know, let's just see what happens, right?
Let's make it's it
entertainment.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you have an income that can sustain the occasional dollar lottery, whatever. I think that's okay. If it becomes your salvation, like if I could just win the lottery,
yeah,
that's bad. And if also it's sucking up your income to the point where it's affecting your ability to give to church, to raise your family, to be stewardly with your resources, now it's not a good thing anymore. Now we're in the materialism part.
Okay. So you, what you're saying is you would put gambling into the same category in some ways as you would put alcohol. If you can use it responsibly, that's okay. But if it becomes a problem, then it's not?
Yes, in that sense.
Okay. I'm just talking in that sense. What do you... You know, a lot of Christians would argue that gambling is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the thing behind the thing is? What is it in people's minds, people that would condemn gambling, like our denomination, obviously.
Yeah.
What is it about gambling that's so displeasing to God? Is it painting with a broad brush and saying people that gamble are not relying on God's providence? Is it rather that gambling is a waste of time and resources? It's like it's not an honorable thing to do, so therefore you should never do it? Or is it something else? Because depending on your answer, I think that you can lump a lot of other things that are acceptable with it.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean? So if gambling is a waste of time and resources, so is taking your family to
A Bucks game,
or to a water park, or whatever. That's just a waste of time and resources, right?
Yep.
And if gambling is purely trying to depend on the hope of something else,
yeah,
other
like materialism,
than God,
like take God out of the equation. If I can just have the money,
then what is investing in the stock market? How is it different?
Yeah,
right.
That's a gamble,
right?
It is.
Yeah.
My guess, if the question is, why is it that our denomination and many Christians feel so strongly against gambling? What is it?
Yeah.
My guess is a combination of ill-gotten gain. So it's
which is biblical.
Yep. And it that comes off lazy, and it comes off materialistic, and it comes off not trusting God. I think it's that ill-gotten gain piece.
Mm-hmm.
combined with, wow, is that a waste of money?
Okay.
So it's not just ill-gotten gain, but it's ill-gotten gain that you're probably just throwing money into a money pit to never even receive.
Sure. So Proverbs 13.
I mean, that's why I think the vitriol comes from, is like, what a waste.
Yeah.
So for Proverbs, that's not even good. Yeah, go ahead.
Proverbs 13:11 says, dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I guess there's maybe a line you can draw when it comes to investing where it's not like
so
gambling.
Don't invest to make a lot of money.
Yeah, don't invest in real good companies.
Yeah, only invest that makes
in
a little bit.
Like modest ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So I wonder if that says something about like high risk investment. We should take low risk investment.
Well, I think really...
I'm a hypocrite if that's what I'm saying.
But. Right, but I really think that it comes to down to your heart. I mean, it's how you view your money and your resources and your time in a much larger scheme than just taking a specific behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are the kind of person that whatever money you have, wherever money it comes from, whether it's a paycheck or an inheritance or wherever else we would get resources, and we're the kind of person that whenever we have resources, we're looking to share and please God with those resources and be a good steward,
yeah,
then that covers a whole lot of other things that might manifest themselves if you had disordered priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that way, if you paint with a brush like that, some forms of gambling wouldn't necessarily be detrimental in terms of your relationship with God.
Yeah.
For instance, well, March Madness. How many thousands and millions of people
do a bracket
for March Madness
for money
and put $5
football
in there? How many churches do bingo night to raise money or raffles?
Yeah.
I mean, how strictly are you going to define this, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, fantasy football, March Madness, raffles, bingo nights. Yeah, tons of stuff. I mean, auctions, even.
Yeah.
You're putting money down. You're buying a ticket to put somewhere, hoping that your number gets selected.
Yeah.
I mean, that's gambling.
Okay, let's bring this personal.
Okay.
Have you ever had a gambling experience?
When I turned 18, I bought a scratch-off.
A scratch-off?
A dollar scratch-off.
Okay.
Yep, I lost.
And?
That's it.
You never bought one again?
Nope.
Similar story.
Never bought a lottery ticket, never bought a raffle.
Okay. I've got two things, two experiences.
And not because I'm like, you better not, but just because it's not fun for me.
I've got a similar story. Driving across country with a friend of mine in college, we stayed overnight in Las Vegas. And I was so excited to try some things. Walked into the casino, put $5 into a slot machine that I thought would give me a number of tries.
Yeah.
One try, didn't win.
Down $5.
Couldn't bear to put any more money into anything. So that was the one time. And then later in my life, when the lotto ball was up to like 250 million, everybody at work was buying lottery tickets. And I did it once. And then I thought, well, waste of a dollar. And so that's my experiences with gambling, including I have never done a March Madness bracket.
Ooh, I did fantasy football one year where we paid in.
Okay.
And I lost.
So, yeah.
And I played poker one time where we paid in.
Okay.
So I guess I'm lying. I was withholding some things.
So some repentance maybe in order?
This is confession.
Okay.
When I was on praise tour in college, we stayed at a hotel in one of our stops that had a casino in it.
Yeah.
I think we were in Utah or Nevada. We went in there just to see because none of us were of legal gambling age.
Sure.
And they immediately threw us out.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't make it 10 steps in there before someone came and said, you guys can't be in here. So.
And so a wonderful witness to you know, your faith on tour, right?
But I think I could make a lot of money at There are some casinos, apparently. I've researched this. Yeah. I'm a really good solitaire player.
Really?
On the computer, yeah.
Okay.
So you can play Vegas style, and you have to know when to stop.
Okay.
Because if you keep hitting the deck, you lose every time you go back through the
sure.
deck. It costs you money. And I always come out ahead on the computer.
Really?
Yep. So I think if I would go to some casino that had, like, solitaire, and there are some, it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
I think I could win some money.
Well, that's not gambling then. That's a sure thing.
Yeah. That's a skill.
So that's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Wonderful.
Well, this was one of our best ones in a while.
This was fun.
Had some boring ones.
Fun.
Well, thanks for sticking with us through these position statements. I think we're more than halfway through.
Yeah, and honestly, we should wrap it up a little bit with gambling.
Oh,
you know, yeah. we're making light of it a little bit, but for some people, it is a serious problem.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't think that it's one of my. I wouldn't consider it a real necessary priority or activity in people's lives. And so I think that we do need to really encourage people to watch it. As it says in 1 Timothy, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And a lot of people, because of that, have been led down roads of destruction. And so be careful.
Yeah. Whether it comes to buying lottery tickets too often or buying scratch offs every day or betting on sporting activities, that's becoming legal now.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're doing it out of the right place if you choose to participate in such an activity, a place of being entertained in a way that's careful and doesn't demand your money or your heart.
Yeah.
In a way that takes God out of the equation.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, thanks for listening along. We will see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving in the meantime.